You're with Cape Talk. This is Weekend Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Let's turn our focus to matters cricket for a moment. Editor at SA Cricket Magazine, Simon Lewis, joining me on the line now. Simon, a very good morning and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Africa. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you very much. Before we talk about the T20 series, are we any closer to determining who will make up the team, the Proteas team, that will be going to the Cricket World Cup later this year?
I think not. I mean, I've got my selection of players I'd put in, but I mean, the more they keep on experimenting, the more you see other players who can actually slip in and fill a role or do duty, which is brilliant because you know, you can never have enough players to choose from. I think, I mean, they must have a basic outline, but it's great because there are always these new players coming in, putting pressure and producing, which is fantastic for the selectors. It also puts the current players under a bit of pressure just to keep on raising their own game. So, you know, they've probably got sort of the 12 or 13, but there are two or three spots, I think, that they're not quite sure about at the moment.
Let me tell you where I worry. I'm mindful that we, after the conclusion of this T20 series, we're going to have Sri Lanka, right, coming to the country. We know that Pakistan was always going to be a better test for the Proteas in the ODI series than Sri Lanka will be. The players will then go and participate in the IPL, those lucky enough to have been drafted, and then very little after that before the World Cup. I was wishing and hoping by now that we have a core group of people who we play regularly so that they can get to know each other. They can, you know, develop the instinct that needs needed on any field of play. I worry that by the start of the World Cup, we'll still very much be seeing combinations of players who are probably getting to play each other for like the first or the second or the third time. And that's worrisome, isn't it?
I mean, that is a cause for worry. I mean, there's some people on social media or on our website who've been sort of expressing fear that, you know, why they're experimenting now. We should win this T20 series against Pakistan. It's important. I mean, that is always the way it's been. But players are so professional now that they play in so many different leagues. They're so ready to adapt. I don't think it's so much of a worry, a new guy coming in. We've seen that with Rasif Andedison, with Reza, not such a new guy as such, but players slip in now to teams that they're so professional, they're so well trained that although our instinct is to say, wow, you know, they need to play together a lot, I think the guys are so good and at such a high level of competition that they almost don't need to have that sort of team building in a way, I don't think, because cricket is quite an individual sport. The ideal is to have a solid unit, of course. If you've got that, then you're on top. But I think I'm not too worried because I'm seeing so much depth of players coming through, thanks to the MSL especially, I think, that it's a concern, but I'm not a worry for me because I think just we've got great players coming through and that's exciting.
Now, our bowling attack is phenomenal. I mean, it's been the marvel to watch between these two teams because they both have very young, very fresh, very aggressive bowling attacks. And some of our bowlers have really just stepped up to the plate. And there have even been some surprises, I must admit. The batting has always been the shortcoming for us.
We're always talking about that,
From the team that you are starting to make up for your preferred team that will go to the World Cup, where are the areas of concern? What you know, which roles still need to be ironed out by Cricket South Africa?
To me, there's so many players that you could actually put a few combinations in place and you wouldn't have too much worry. Almost my only worry is that there are not enough guys stepping up the whole time being consistent. You know, I think, you know, Reza, Quinton, Rassi, you know, there's so many players. Faf, you've got such a core, Hashim Amla, you've got such a core of really good players who are doing well. Possibly our middle order or late middle order. David Miller, fantastic. Possibly the late middle order, the all-rounders. That's a bit of a concern. Do you, how many all-rounders do you take? Do you have six bowlers, six batsmen, and the four or five bowlers with one all-rounder? That's maybe the concern. The worry for me is that we're not having enough batsmen who are stepping up and dominating. There's this guy's contributing and that guy's contributing, which is good from a team perspective that everyone's contributing. But for a World Cup, you need someone to really step up. To me, I think Rasif Andedison is going to be that man. But that's all speculation. You don't know. Other person I think is Andile Pashakwaya. I think his bowling has been outstanding. He hasn't got the recognition he deserves. Against Pakistan at Newlands, he was just an absolute master. And I think him and Rasif, almost two surprises, are going to dominate at the World Cup.
Well, what I found about Andile is that he can be quite expensive at times, and depending on when you play him, he can be ruthless in eliminating those wickets.
Yeah, he's a big wicket taker. His coach at the Dolphins, Grant Morgan, was telling me that he sees Andile as almost like an Ian Botham. Sometimes he goes for a bit of runs because he's pushing the envelope. He's trying those different things. We've seen a lot of bowlers, also for South Africa, who've got great statistics, low run rate, low economy rate, because they keep it tight. You know, in club cricket, you see a lot of bowlers, they bowl for their figures. And Dilip Bowl, I see him as bowling for the team. He pushes that envelope. He looks to get that wicket. And when you do that, you're going to go for runs sometimes, but you're going to pick up the wickets. And picking up wickets is very, very key in one-day cricket. You don't want to be too expensive in doing it, but if you're picking up wickets the whole time, that's what gives you the edge. We saw it against in the T20 at Newlands. Pakistan were struggling at one point. Then we picked up a couple of wickets, and then suddenly it all fell apart because they came under pressure. So you need that wicket taker. And to me, Andile, look, I mean, Dale Steyn and Kafisa are absolutely outstanding. And Lungi, when he's back as well, that's terrifying, a terrifying bowling attack. But Andile is a key guy for me, and he's doing so well. It's fantastic.
And of course, in the fourth ODI, he showed that he can also actually be very good with the bat, didn't he? Just like, wow, that's a marvelous surprise. I had no idea that he had that in him. Now, to the T20, there are some changes. Faf has been rested for the remainder of the series. Quinton de Kock is off because of illness. I was chatting to Simon Gear in the previous hour, and he said he's surprised that they have not rested more players. For example, why is Rabada still bowling, given the amount of overs that he's bowled so far since Pakistan arrived? It is not so important for South Africa to win this T20 series, is it?
Not at all, no. It's looking, you want to win, you want to, but from a pride point of view, from a statistical point of view, in a way, I guess it's also good. Pakistan are the number one rated side in the world in T20, so it's a good emotional thing to do. But, you know, rest, by all means, rest all the players, give these young guys a chance. It's fantastic now because it gives David Miller a chance to be captain and step up into a big role. If you look at the likely team, the likely bowling lineup, Andile is the senior bowler now, so that's going to give him a chance on the back of good performances to now really stand up and be the man. And you've got possibly Yanaman Malankian Kuti to open the batting. Two inexperienced guys, Yanaman never played. You've got Reza, Rassi. It's a great opportunity for the guys in there to stand up and show what they can do under pressure. If they lose, doesn't matter. It's a T20 series. You don't want to take it for granted, but it doesn't matter. We're working towards the World Cup. If a couple of these guys step up now in the cauldron of a junior side as such, it's going to give their confidence so much that it could really make a difference going through to the World Cup. And especially if something goes wrong in the World Cup, Faf gets an injury, or Faf gets, as we've seen a lot, maybe he gets a one-match ban for slow over rate. We have a problem with our slow over rate. Suddenly Faf's got on the side. The players need to know how they can cope without him, and they need to have had that bit of experience. So I think full marks to the selectors, to the Proteas Brain Trust. It's great to have rested the guys, and they need to be kept fresh because there's an IPL coming up. So it's good to have rested them, absolutely.
Well, good luck to the boys, and of course, good luck to the ladies who play at 10:30 this morning. Simon Lewis, thank you very much, editor at SA Cricket Magazine.